Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that. Who number one?
I have one job, and it's a pretty simple job. I come in the morning, and we look at the news, and I write jokes about it. And then I make a couple of faces, and like a noise, and then it's just cha-ching, and I'm out the door. But I didn't do my job today. I didn't, so I apologize. I got nothing for you in terms of, like, jokes and sounds. Because of what happened in South Carolina. And maybe if I wasn't nearing the end of the run or this wasn't such a common occurrence, maybe I could have pulled out of the spiral, but I didn't. And so I honestly have nothing other than just sadness, once again, that we have to peer into the abyss of the depraved violence that we do to each other and the nexus of a just gaping racial wound that will not heal, yet we pretend doesn't exist. And I'm confident, though, that by acknowledging it, by staring into that and seeing it for what it is, we still won't do jack. Yeah. That's us. And that's the part that blows my mind. I don't want to get into the political argument of the guns and things, but what blows my mind is the disparity of response between when we think people that are foreign are going to kill us and us killing ourselves. If this had been what we thought was Islamic terrorism, it would fit into our, we invaded two countries and spent trillions of dollars and thousands of American lives and now fly unmanned death machines over like five or six different countries, all to keep Americans safe. That's got it. We got to do whatever we can. We'll torture people. We got to do whatever we can to keep Americans safe. Nine people shot in a church. What about that? Hey, what are you going to do? Crazy is, right? That's the part that I cannot, for the life of me, wrap my head around. And you know it. You know that it's going to go down the same path. This is a terrible tragedy. They're already using the nuanced language of lack of effort for this. This is a terrorist attack. This is a violent attack on the Emanuel Church in South Carolina, which is a symbol for the black community. It has stood in that part of Charleston for 100 and some years and has been attacked viciously many times, as many black churches have. And to pretend that, I heard someone on the news say, well, tragedy has visited this church. This wasn't a tornado. This was a racist. This was a guy with a Rhodesia badge on his sweater. And, you know, so the idea that we're, you know, I hate to even use this pun, but this one is black and white. There's no nuance here. This is... And we're going to keep pretending like, I don't get it. What happened? This one guy lost his mind. But we are steeped in that culture in this country, and we refuse to recognize it. And I cannot believe how hard people are working to discount it. In South Carolina, the roads that black people drive on are named for Confederate generals who fought to keep black people from being able to drive freely on that road. That's insanity. That's racial wallpaper. That's you can't allow that. You know, 9 people were shot in a black church by a white guy who hated them, who wanted to start some kind of civil war. The Confederate flag flies over South Carolina, and the roads are named for Confederate generals. And the white guy's the one who feels like his country's being taken away from him. We're bringing it on ourselves. And that's the thing. Al-Qaeda, all those guys, ISIS, they're not compared to the damage that we can apparently do to ourselves on a regular basis. So our guest tonight is an incredible person who suffered unspeakable violence by extremists, and her perseverance and determination through that to continue on is an incredible inspiration. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's anyone else in the world I would rather talk to tonight than Malala. So that's what we're going to do. And sorry about no jokes. Sorry about no jokes. Sorry
about no jokes. Dollar sign. Dollar sign.
Ooh. Ooh.
Try me. Try me. My family. Nobody. Catch a body. Stone must have downgraded his internet.
That's what happens when you get ducked. Some gotta get sacrificed.
Oh, she give me toppy, super sloppy.
What the hell was that?
I'm
just gonna have to burn these, man.
Yeah, this deja low go. I don't care what nobody say. This young loafer.
She could have got a better name, though.
No, man, that's hard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
She's talking about loafers.
Loafers.
Dej loaf.
I thought it was a loaf of bread.
Her name is Deja, and she likes loaves of bread.
Because she was poor, so that's all they had. So that's what kept her alive.
Bread sandwich.
Deja, get that loaf. That's a fire rap oh, name right there.
That's it. That's it.
That's it, nigga.
Man, where this chump, man? This fool Carlos Tabak. Man, I've got my AKAs lined up. I'm getting on. I'm setting my alarm clock. Nowhere to be found.
Lies.
I'm about to put DJ Khaled voice. You a liar.
Man, I had to read Lionel's his thing over again. He said, I'm out. Surprise out for Father's Day. And at first I thought, surprise, I'm coming out on Father's Day. What?
Wait a minute.
Like, I drank too much last night.
Surprise, I'm coming out on Father's Day.
I'm coming out.
That's a hell of a day to pick the...
For real, yo. Ruin them kids' lives.
Should have came out with Caitlin.
You know what I'm saying? Do we get to celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day now?
Yeah.
All right, man, let's go. Man, let's go.
Of love between foes, I made a mental note to let these niggas know. You may have missed the boat, but I'm your new hero. So bring a nigga's toast to a nigga with these flows. Remind your prior mind,
I know.
It's like the modern times, enlighten modern minds.
I know.
Raise the problem child,
I know.
Stars are bright besides, when it's dark they never shine.
I know.
I never thought that Noah's Ark could miss a couple swine. I'm raised by father time,
I know.
He got this heart of mine,
I know.
I never borrowed time,
I know.
So don't apologize,
I know.
For them times I had to sleep to keep my mind alive,
I know.
When you knew I had to be always on the grind.
No fucks given.
I know.
No half stepping.
I know.
No fucks given. Ample time to ask questions. I've been more aggressive. I've been more possessive.
I know.
I use less discretion. I think I learned my lesson. I changed my whole direction.
I
kept my old complexion.
I
used the right inflection.
I
never need protection. These melodies and sessions can be a lethal weapon.
I
think I need a reverend.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 129 of Forget That Yo Radio. It is your confidant, your lover, your friend, the Black David Hasselhoff, two watches at a time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. Arthur Ashe, a.k.a. if it's free, it's for me, a.k.a. the great, a.k.a. unemployed in 2 weeks, a.k.a. get money from the government, a.k.a. That's all I got for today.
What up, world? It's your boy KD, a.k.a. Mr. Randy Watson, a.k.a. Soul Glow, the Gourmet Harmonizer, a.k.a. Young Eddie Kane, a.k.a. walking the P.F. Chang's with my Wang swinging. Let's get it.
Oh, my God. What's up? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up a Grip Up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped her off, a.k.a. slap box two midgets at a time, a.k.a. a boo boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. I'm still not clear on what the yams are. Let's get it.
For real?
What's the yams?
Them yams, dog. Smashing. Yams, yes, yams, smashing.
Them yams, that ass.
The yams was brought out of Richard Pryor.
What?
Oh,
you could tell
what song was that?
That Kendrick Lamar, that King Kunta.
Oh yeah,
that's the yams. The yams is the power that be. Still don't know what that means.
I still don't know what that.
I don't know what that means, man.
That's the yams.
So hit up Kendrick and be like, hey, man, what exactly did you mean? Because I'm thinking yams mean that ass, but.
But it brought it out of Richard Pryor. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
In high school, me and Carlos, like, if a bad female around, we used to go, yams, yes, yams, smashing.
Oh, my God.
She didn't know what we was talking about.
Shoot. Me and Landry used to be like, we'd be in a movie or something like that, and he'd see a girl, and all you hear him was go, dude.
Yo, that just sounds so rapey, man.
They just are sprinting.
And he was doing it in a way where you couldn't really tell that he was like talking about anything. All you hear him just go, Duke. Duke. His other one was, ugh. And that shit would work because like we'd be up in the movie theater or something like that, and all you hear is, ugh. And put the binoculars on. Where?
No, the greatest of all time was a Landry push you and that girl together. Just smash all together.
Oh, man. That dude is the worst.
Talk about awkward.
Push them together and just yell, fuck.
And then, and then he make it, then he try to put it on you. Get that. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
To her, man. I mean, you know,
what are you doing?
Like you just ran into her yourself.
Like, I come on, dude. Cut that out.
I remember Jose did that to me at a casino in Tampa, that little casino joint. Man, this fool just pushed me to the girl to about, and we were just stuck together. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, I knew she was gay. I could tell how she was, like, riding the girl she was with the whole night and stuff. I'm like, dog, she's gay. Don't do that stupid. We walked by, this dude pushed me right into her.
It's like it sounded like he pushed you hard too.
Yeah, like and then just ran away. So me and her just standing there, and I'm like,
she was a lesbian too. You like you ain't get punched?
I know, right? Like, trying to get me destroyed, homegirl. I'm getting stomped out by heels.
Hey, come on, man. Yeah, Landry used to be the worst at that. Put you in an awkward position. You like. Man, I told you about that one time. I told him, I was like, hey, man, I'm not playing your wingman no more. No more. Bring one by if you want to, and she be busted. He did. I was like, I'm going to sleep. Soon as she walk in the door, I bet. He opened that door. I said,
oh, Lord. Nah, yo, I got a homeboy that'll yell, hey, bitch, and then duck behind some shit.
Oh, man.
Like, damn, bro.
I mean, this dude grabbed this female's butt that was in front of me and skirted off in the crowd in the club. She turned around like she was ASAP Ferg on me.
Yo, I used to do that shit all the time.
Y'all wrong.
Booty bandit, grab a butt and dip somebody. And I would do it around people I didn't even know.
Oh, man. She was throwing all kind of threats my way.
I will kill you. I mean, you was just dancing, though. Like, he had his cock all on your ass, and you had no problem with that.
I said, if I was going to grab anybody's booty in here, it wouldn't be yours.
Oh, see, that ain't making no better, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, she was so horrible. She weighed like 91 pounds. Wet. Yo, who got a Permanian?
That's me. My bad. She dog over here tripping.
Got a chihuahua.
Yeah, that'd be funny if the dog bit you on the show.
She gonna get punted.
Fucking dog bit me. If y'all have noticed, we are missing Lionel. He sent us a message that he is coming out for Father's Day. Wait a minute. I read it wrong.
I bet.
He's got a surprise outing for Father's Day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, do what you do, but dang, did you have to do it on Father's Day?
For real, man. Kids then got you all kind of tools and shit. Now you can't do nothing with them.
He come out the room in a wig.
And a and a thong and shit like that, man.
A feather.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Did you say a feather bow? You know, it got to be pink, man.
Shout out to Carlos Smiley for not showing up this morning.
Carlos no show Smiley.
AKA Ghost.
Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to you, KD. Happy Father's Day to Anthony for all the kids that he ain't claiming.
Yeah, right. I had to jimmy all extra tight.
Really? Wait, back in 93?
Yo, when Kane said that, I was dying. I need my kid. I had to jimmy on extra tight.
Yo, that conversation was so bad, man. Like, yo, Kane, I prayed, what the fuck you telling me for?
Like, dang.
Like, nah.
Wait, what? Yeah. When he said that to Jimmy on extra tight, did she say like you didn't even use a condom or something?
She's like, that don't mean nothing.
Oh,
It means it's not mine.
You know? Yo, that would confuse the hell out of like some kids. Like, wait a minute. He just said he had the Jimmy O extra tight. She said, that don't mean nothing. So what are we using these for?
For, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going raw. Fuck it.
I know.
Fuck it.
I think half the kids came from that scene right there where people stopped using condoms. Well, it's on TV. It got to be true.
Hey, apparently it don't work all the time. So I'm not using them at all.
Especially if you got it on extra tight.
For real, man. What does that mean? That reflects badly on you, homie.
Oh, man. Dang, what was I finna say, man? Y'all watch, I know probably Stone Dope, but Power?
Nah, I ain't watched the new season yet.
Oh, man, Power going off, man. 50 Cent got him one with that show. And that's the best show intro on TV. Like, it just fits. Everything fits. Like, with the colors, not the colors, because it's like black and white, but the whole theme of the show and the song.
Man. Yeah. Did Lala get naked yet?
No.
Okay.
I thought she was, too, because everybody putting up screenshots. Like,
it's episode 4.
Yeah, I thought it was 3.
No, it was 4. It's going to be on 4, and I might get Carmelo some Netflix Atlanta stars or whatever. Yeah, going down. She gonna be. She gonna have them tit meats out.
I wonder how much she got paid for that. She had to get bread because they already got money.
Nah, man. Nowadays it ain't even about that no more.
It's just about how I can slut it out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like different. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody making sex tapes, so might as well get naked. You know what I'm saying? And now they think it makes them a legitimate actress and shit.
Carmella gonna be in the corner crying.
Hell yeah. Oh man, you know his fucking Twitter feed about to blow up.
Blow up.
She was already slobbing down old boy on episode 3.
See, that's it. Some people better than me, because I can have my wife be an actress.
Mm-mm.
And she up there doing all types of slobbing down. And nope.
You know, if I do it in my personal life, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You talk about, oh, we acting. No, that don't fly with me. Nah. If I get caught, I'm gonna be like, hey, baby, we acting. I'm just going to enroll in acting classes just so I can cheat on my...
Hey, what if Lala come home, Carmella got 3 girls in there, but he got like a movie director to my... Cut. You got to do that scene again. Can that fly?
No.
Like, but let's say it was like a real... Like, you actually put the movie out like in the stores, like a B-movie.
Yo, she can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can't say nothing, man. And actually, this is a little better because not everybody's going to see this. You know what I'm saying? Everybody watching Power.
He said that looks better. Yeah, I mean, yeah, especially when you got money, you ain't even got to do that.
For real.
And it's a 50 Cent show.
And no matter what you do, your acting career is not going nowhere. You're Lala Anthony, man. Let it go.
You know what? You know what you're going to get? The memes from the Chappelle Show. Hero, rah, rah. When Dave Chappelle was on her breast.
Now, that's a titty.
Yo, 50 the kind of dude who would change the script at the end and have him in the bed with her instead of other dude.
I was just thinking that shit, son. I was just thinking, like, yo, 50 going to sneak in that shit somehow, dog. Just so he can say, yeah, nigga, I fucked your wife. You know what I'm saying?
And then tweet Carmelo on Twitter with a screenshot to me, like, she good, dog. I see why you took it.
Ha! Got him.
I got him. Hand all on her ass.
Did y'all see Steph Curry walking in Andre Ward last night on BET?
Mm-mm.
Man, Andre Ward fought some scrub last night on BET. They had Michael Buffer. I don't know how they got Michael Buffer on BET.
Wait a second. No, hold on. Let's go to the first relevant question. What is boxing doing on BET in the first?
Yo, they lost 106 in Park. They got to do something.
No, I was so confused. They had Nipsey Hussle performing in the ring.
Oh, my God. Was it before? Did he do it before or after the fight, like Roy Jones?
He did it before the fight.
Okay.
Well, before that match, they had 2 undercards and then Nipsey Hussle. And then the main event. And, Steph Curry, he didn't even know where to go. They had to show him where the ring was.
Yo, I thought that was Photoshop, dog. For real. I didn't think that was really. Yeah. Damn.
It looked like they called him and was like, hey, man, I need you to walk me out. And he was scared to say no. He's too nice.
Hell yeah.
Like they called him in a casino or something like that. Hey, man, why don't you walk me out for a second, huh? Shit. All right, man.
And what I don't understand is, they waited till the ninth round to throw the towel in. Basically, this dude was a warm-up fight, and he was just getting his brains beat in for 9 rounds. Why do you keep that fight going? Like, why does your corner... Like, after... I'm going to give you 4 rounds, maybe 5. If you only throw 10 punches... If you only throw 10 punches and took 204 rounds, like... Dog, let's just, you know what I'm saying? Let's try again tomorrow.
Hey, was it a, please tell me it wasn't a 10-round fight.
It was a 12-round fight.
Okay. At least they can act like they thought about his well-being. You know what I'm saying? We stopped you 9 rounds in.
Dog, he had blood leaking out of every orifice in his body.
Yeah, they probably should have stopped that after the first one. It wasn't looking good after the first round.
Even the commentator's like, well, he's, how does he expect to win? He won't punch. Dude's scared to throw a punch. I don't get it, dog.
That's crazy.
I seen a story about this one boxer. It was crazy. I didn't even know this happened. It was like when we was in, it was probably like 6 years ago. And, dude, like, it was, they was brawling out, like, back and forth the whole time. And then, like, I think it was like the eighth round or something. This dude was getting rocked. Like, he got rocked the first round, knocked out the ring, but they let him come back in and fight. And he just could not take this dude down. And, like, the ninth round, the dude headbutted him. And after that headbutt, like, he wasn't the same. And then, like, I think it was, like, the 11th round, he was fighting, then he just stopped and went to a knee. And the commentators was wilding out, like, oh, look at him. What is he doing? He didn't even get hit. Why is he quitting? And he kept, like, downing the dude, like, oh, how is he going to be a quitter? He's a champion. I'm like, come on, really? Like, even I could tell, like, something wrong with this dude.
Yeah, I'm bleeding internally.
Yeah, like, he ain't just going to just stop and back up because he was rocking this dude the whole fight. So he did it again, and they called the – and then he, like, just stayed down for the 10 count. And then when he got to the corner, he collapsed. And then it was like, oh, something – and now the dude was like, oh, well, maybe something is wrong with him.
No shit. He dying over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got to be near death for you to appreciate what's going on, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, damn. I was watching a documentary on YouTube. And dude, like, they put him to the hospital. They was, like, in England or something. And, like, 5 days later, dude was just brain dead.
Damn.
Like, he can't walk no more, nothing. But he still, like, he could barely hear. He's blind in both eyes.
Damn.
And, like, he's, like, not brain dead, but, like, real slow. And yeah. He'll ask you, like, the same question over and over and over. And yeah. It was just crazy.
I seen one, a documentary like that, man. It was, like, a real prominent fight, dog. And it got the dude kicked out of boxing and his corner manager and shit. Like, they took the padding out the gloves.
Damn.
And dude, oh my God, dude's face was mangled. It was messed up, man. And then, like, it all came out that they had took the padding out and all this shit. Yo, it fucked that dude life up, man. Yo, he ended up killing himself.
Damn.
That's how, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how bad he was beat up that it messed him up mentally and he ended up killing himself, dog.
Damn.
I forgot the dude's name, man, but
was it Goku Kim?
No, it was a Spanish kid, and he beat up a Irish dude.
Dang, that's crazy. Dang, they said Frankie Campbell had his brain knocked off from his skull.
Oh,
and that's like a good God,
man.
Jesse. Was bitten off by what? A heavyweight champion who was bitten off by a contestant 60 pounds smaller. Yo, they throw anybody in the ring back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Motherfucker, I weigh you about 80 pounds and you still fighting this shit. God, damn.
Remember UFC was like that before it was UFC?
Yeah.
When they started getting regulations, it was like, man, these niggas getting their block knocked off.
You got this 5-year-old in here fighting a gorilla and shit. You know, like, yo.
Oh, you talking about Billy Collins Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah, that's who it was.
And his face looked crazy. And then they said the other dude who wouldn't get knocked out, his coach later on came out and said that he was on performance-enhancing drugs.
Man. Boxing got very slack regulations, man.
And I'm like, yeah, that dude had to be, because dude came out the box, knocked him out the ring, and he got back in, and he kept knocking him down. I'm like, yo.
I'm not going down this fight.
But we didn't get to talk about Rachel Deloge. Rachel Deja Lo. Yo, when I see that interview where she Cuban beat the question and just dipped.
Yo,
I was like, that was good.
He said, so are you a black woman? I don't understand the question. Wait, what?
What is so hard to understand about
are you black or not? I mean, that's a simple question, yo.
She made up a daddy.
Yo, like, she went above and beyond, man. That's crazy.
I wonder how long it took this with that bronzer on all the time.
Yo, but yo, how much does her family hate her? That they outed her after like 15 years and shit. You're like it's basically she been doing this for the majority of her life, and y'all just now said something.
She had to do something to piss them. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. My thing is, how good was her makeup that she managed to fool the entire NAACP?
Okay, this is my thing with that, man. How many black people are really in Spokane, Washington? Like, who are they really helping up there?
Spokane, get your money, man. Snoop said it in the song, so they got to be a lot of black people.
I don't believe that at all. Snoop be high. He sees shit.
Yo, that was probably, every time she came over, she was cooking collard greens. It's like, you know what? We tired of this.
Yo, black Katie said, though, she fooled the NAACP, so that means she was dedicated to this shit, dog. Yo, you know how motherfuckers that tell a lie so much that they start believing it? That's her.
You know, they had to look at her picture and was like, she could pass. She might be biracial. Okay, I see it. We'll let her slide. And then it came out. They went back and looked at the picture. It was like, this motherfucker got me.
I can't believe I fell for this shit.
That's like that lie I told the scar on my head. I said I was at a drive-by.
And I
dove and I hit a rock. So then I started coming up with streets and stuff. And then like when other people tell other people and come to me, it's like, where was you at that drive-by at? I'm like, drive-by? I'm forgetting.
I forgot the lie I told. Yo, I got two scars on my neck, right? Well, no, I got three. Two on one side and one on the other, right? So my man was like, oh, man, you got shot? No, I didn't, but that sounds better. I'm going with that from now on, you know?
That sounds better.
You know what I'm saying? Getting shot in the neck sounds better than that. Oh, man, I had some moles removed.
Hey, but no lie, Rachel, Adela Dueva looked way better black than white.
She
Adela Dueva.
She paid for the gas.
Yo, she was a homely looking white girl.
So I'm thinking more of that had to do with it than anything.
Cause yeah.
If I look better, like let's say I put some light cream on, and I'm getting all the girls now. You think I'm not gonna keep applying that light cream?
For real, yo. Like, yo, but like, yo, what's her wig budget or her hair care budget? Because shit, yo, she was pulling some shit off I didn't think white people could do.
And then her forehead was all the way back, so that helped her.
Yo, what we should, they ain't got no full body pictures of her, right? I want to see that dumper. That dumper tells the truth, dog. If she got a fat ass, like, hold on, man, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? She might really be black. But if she got that pancake ass, yo, y'all should have known.
Y'all got to do better.
Look at the shitter on that critter.
Yo, that went on for like, I think that was one of the longest disputes on Twitter too.
Really?
Yeah, they was on that, man. Like every time I logged on, they was still on it. 3 a.m, 3 p.m.
Still like debating whether. Like, she can identify as black and shit.
Yeah, because people are talking about she doing more for, you know, people. She doing more than y'all doing. And then the other people.
Then the fight starts.
She want the privilege of being black, but she don't want to be black. And then, man, it was just like, oh, man, here we go.
Yeah. I think most people have a problem with her lying about living in a teepee and hunting with bow and arrow. Like, why did you say that shit?
I seen something like she said she got spanked before, like slave whipped or something.
Yeah, some shit like that, man. And then she receiving hate mail to a mailbox only she can get into. Come on, Rachel.
Oh yeah.
Rachel, you're fucking up, bro.
She put the hate mail in on Monday and then forgot what she said Friday and read it and get distraught.
Oh my God.
I have no dumper. How dare them?
And then she said she was racially discriminated against, right? Mm-hmm. By Howard University because she was white. Look, man, you can't flip it to fit your story and shit.
Wait, she's saying that's the reason why she put the blackface on?
Yeah. No. She said that when people thought she was black, that she was racially discriminated against because she was black. But she was, in fact, racially... She sued Howard University because of something about some artwork or some shit, and she was white, and they wouldn't submit it in or some shit like that. So she just took that discrimination suit and flipped it to she was being black and discriminated against.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's man. Rachel got dedication to this, man.
So what y'all think gonna happen with Rachel now?
Oh, Rachel's gonna fade into oblivion.
I think Rachel about to cash out.
A book. Tell a story. Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna be a book. Yeah, a book. She, you know, she probably get a reality show.
My life as a black person.
Yeah, Blackish.
Like, what the fuck?
She can my go life. Underground too. She can go underground and teach how to be black.
She already doing that.
How to survive in the hood.
She teaches an African American studies class.
Oh, there you go.
It's like that white dude on How High when he was teaching the African American studies class.
Yo, he's like, yeah, call me Whitey or some shit, right? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, this world getting so good. Oh, I forgot all about Adrian Broner. Y'all seen his fight yesterday?
Nah.
Oh, man, this dude came out doing a nay-nay in the Watch Me Whip.
Oh, I'm so tired of this dude.
And guess what happened to him?
Got his ass whooped.
Yo, he get banged out.
Yep, he lost.
Oh.
It was so good.
Just stop practicing them dances and practice fighting.
Fucking... You need to be practicing that bobbing and weaving instead of your damn.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I bet you that Rock contract looking real good right about now, son.
I know, right? He's just them. And ain't been nothing since.
Hell yeah.
He actually, in the 12th round, he actually knocked down Sean Porter. Like, right when the bell rung. Boom, came out, blam. Dropped him with a nice one. But it wasn't enough because he wasn't doing nothing the whole fight.
Oh, so you got banged out. You knocked somebody down and still lost. That's fucked up.
Talking about dudes. He's talking about Porter's dad. Talking about he got a, what'd he say? Something about his hairline is all the way in the back of his neck.
Yeah, his fist all in your face, though.
He's talking about his dad take all his money because his dad's his manager. And he said he take all your money and go buy him a nice car. So he need to write you a little allowance. And Sean Porter was cool. He was just chilling, not saying nothing. He got his dad hot. His dad was yelling back at him. Adrian Bonham's like, got him.
And got his ass whooped.
And then when they was doing a little press conference thing, when Sean Porter went to shake his hand, Adrian Bonham just walked off. And Floyd Mayweather was the promoter for the fight. So he tried to pull him back, and he snatched away from Mayweather. I'm like, yo, I wouldn't be messing with this dude no more.
Man. You know, he got his ass whooped when he got to the back. Really?
I mean, okay. I understand you trying to be a live wire dog, but you got to turn that shit off sometimes, cuz.
Yeah, at least win more before you start getting all retarded.
Yeah.
So I was happy he lost. And every time he fight, I'm like, I'm going to give him another chance. He'll have a better fight. But he still just, he was mostly holding and running. So, yeah. I ain't watching no more Adrian Broner fights. He's toast. did y'all put y'all official Father's Day statement on Facebook yet?
Nope.
Ah, y'all breaking the code, I see.
Yo, like, somebody put up that, don't be doing that Mother's Day to, I'll be doing the single mother Happy Father's Day shit.
Yeah, I'm tired of that too, because... It's no matter what you say, they're still gonna do it. So
yeah, why are you saying, yo? But why you ain't do it on Mother's Day though? That's the shit that killed me, dog. Like, yo, why y'all ain't do that shit on Mother's Day?
Yeah, instead of retaliate, just do it on that day and get them mad. So then both sides is mad.
Hell yeah.
Matter of fact, guys, I need y'all to start putting up pictures and a wig with your kids.
On Mother's Day,
yeah.
Hold down both spots.
God, it'd be so much outrage. I'm starting to like this outrage a lot,
man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I got some outrage the other day. It was so good, man, that I'm gonna do this is my opinion on it, man.
Uh-oh.
It got up to like 300-400 comments on the dumbest shit in the world, dog. It was so good.
Wait, it was on your page?
Yeah. Well, no, not on. It was on a little group that I'm in.
Oh.
People just post a bunch of shit.
Oh, so you're in secret groups, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I hate when people just add you to groups and you be getting all these notifications.
Yes. Like I said, it was 500 comments, man. I'm like, dang. Dog, stop this shit, man. And it just kept going. And yo, people do not listen to logic, dog. It's just ridiculous. But y'all hear about it.
And hey, you gonna take that sexy voice off though? Cause
yeah.
Like, what is this dude saying?
Yo, man, when I get in rooms by myself, that's what happens.
In rooms by myself. Yo, I want to go into this LeBron James friend or foe.
Yo, what's up?
Why is there so much LeBron hate?
I have no idea, dog. I don't understand it, man.
Like, I used to get on LeBron for being timid and not stepping up in big games. Like, in Miami, if he would have played like he played in this series, just half of that, they would have won them championships.
Yeah.
But after he did what he did, and his team, he had no help. I'm looking at these dudes like, serious? That's what you're going to do with the ball and he give it to you?
Yo, like, somebody put up the stats of the rest of the team, man, and everybody on the floor was 0 for like 7, 9, 20. I'm like, God damn. Straight trash. This,
real, man.
Yo, but I don't understand. I really don't understand. And the fact that if you have a reason to hate this dude, because I have one, I can understand it. And I still don't hate on him as much as these motherfuckers do. But when you ask him, so why you don't like him? Oh, he a bitch. That's not really a reason, man.
Yeah, one dude said because he had a tattoo that said he had a tattoo of King James on him. Really?
Now you just looking for shit.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
that really makes no sense to me, but yeah, okay.
And his favorite team is the Steelers, and their quarterback is a rapist.
got no problem with that.
No problem. But you hate LeBron simply because he has a tattoo with crowns as King James. Okay. Y'all reaching.
Yeah, for real, man.
Okay, do you hate him?
Nah. Like you said, my main thing with LeBron is always the fact that, like, you see it when he take them games off, and you be like, man, this dude can destroy everybody on the court, but yet he take games off. That and that crying shit. I hate that crying shit. Like, dude, you like the biggest dude in the league. You gonna get fouled. The refs are not gonna call that shit. So instead of sitting there and whining about it and, you know, instead of getting back in the game and playing defense, he sits there and fusses at the ref, and now it's a 4-on-5 at the other end. Like, come on, dude.
Come on, man.
I give him a pass on that because everybody do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just like that and the flopping. Everybody's doing that shit, man. So why y'all so mad that this dude do it?
Yeah, they be flopping their ass off in the league.
You know what I'm saying? It don't. I mean, I don't like him because of the Cleveland shit. You ain't, come on, man. That dude talked about you for 4 fucking years.
Oh, yeah.
And you go back to that shit? Nah, man, I can't rock with that.
And then go ahead.
I still don't deny that he's a great player. Like, that's the shit that fucks me up, man. They shit on the way that he plays. Like, yo, that dude is good. That dude is talented, man. You can't deny that.
Uh-huh.
But they, man, fuck that. He's sorry. Man, bitch, please. He better than this. Sitting on the couch and shit, eating bonbons and shit.
And then, all right, the stupid memes, like, they got, they asked Jordan, and he said, I can't say I'm the best player. Then they asked LeBron. They brought up that clip from 98 when Jordan said, I can't say I'm the best player in the planet, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they have the LeBron when he said, because I'm the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Talking about how Jordan was humble. Man, Jordan was the least humble.
like, what? Did you see his Hall of Fame speech?
Yo, like nobody. Yo, Jordan was a dick, son, for real. Yeah.
Jordan was punching teammates in the locker room.
Like, for real, man. Yo, I don't understand, man.
Like, this is the guy you choosing to pick as being humble? Jordan?
Come on, Doug.
Yo, Jordan had the greatest PR team of all time.
Hell yeah. And the fact that he didn't really say shit about anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something big popped up, nobody know Jordan ain't going to say shit about it, so don't even ask him.
Oh, and another one I seen. Oh, I had to. Man, they be pulling me in, dog.
Every time.
Dude put a picture up of the 2009 Lakers team. And he put no excuses when they say LeBron didn't have no help.
Yeah.
Man, I got on there. Hold on. Let me see what I wrote. I just typed in Odom, Gasol, Fisher, Ariza, and Shannon Brown could all create shots. This picture is stupid. So his response were, they weren't all stars, though.
Shut up, bitch.
So then they had to break it down. Gasol, rookie of the year, NBA all rookie first team, 5 times NBA all star. Memphis Grizzlies all time scorer. Derek Fisher, 5 times NBA champion. Lamar Odom, NBA all rookie first team. Now, this is what they had. Some of them was like after, but a lot of them was before the championship. So then he comes back. Then I put, come on, son. So he put, you got a point, but LeBron had two also. They were just injured. What?
So that means it ain't play, right? That means it didn't play. Did you read that shit before you hit sin?
That's what I gave up.
Like, it's no arguing with a man. Yo, like, people say, like, LeBron be losing in the finals and shit, right? So they put up, well, Jordan was 1-9 before Scottie Pippen got there. Okay. The motherfuckers say, oh, man, but look who he was playing. He was playing Hall of Fame teams. So fucking what? What difference does that make who he was playing, man? Go ahead, baby. They always find a reason, man, to justify this dumb shit, dog.
Honestly, I had to break it down to somebody the other day. We was in when I was up in Ohio, right? I said the comparison between LeBron James and Michael Jordan is like comparing your oldest daughter or son to your youngest son or daughter. They not the same fucking child. So your baby don't come out the womb. You be like, your brother didn't do that shit like that. You sorry.
Your brother always kept his room clean.
Yo, what did Carlos No Show Smiley put up?
He did put up something, didn't
he? It was something like, this is why they will never be the same or some shit like that. So I put on that, and the fact that they two different people.
Man, he's not Jordan. He don't have that killer instinct. Okay. They not the same. What do you
nobody's going to be Jordan, man. Stop that shit.
And then what's blowing my mind out of all this, what happened to Kobe? Kobe was the closest to Jordan we'll ever see. He mirrored his game after him.
Hell yeah.
They have videos showing him doing the same things Jordan did, and he has 5 championships. So that discussion just went out the window now because
it's gone.
It's just gone.
You know what I'm saying? It's just gone. Fuck it. We don't worry about that. We don't worry. Why you bringing up old shit? You know what I'm saying? It just, dog. And yo, somebody put up a post of, it was Karl Malone, John Stockton, Charles Barkley, a whole bunch of all-star players that don't have championships. Mm-hmm. They don't get no fucking hate the way LeBron James does, and he got two championships. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck John Stockton. He ain't got no championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's saying it. Why is this dude even my wife, yo, when they lost, she came down, she swears up and down she ain't got no problem with LeBron James. She said, Golden State won. I'm like, yo, you got a tone in your voice like you hate this motherfucker. Like, why? Now, explain to me why you don't like him. it ain't that I don't like him. No, it kind of is. The way you
that don't sound like it.
I said, the way you made that statement, you kind of hate this dude.
Yeah, I think it's just like embedded that you have to not like somebody who's like on top.
The best thing I seen was the one from, I think homeboy Harry put it up, and it was like, it had, who was it? What did they play in the first round? The Celtics. It had the Celtics logo. It had the Bulls logo. And then it had the Hawks logo. And then the Warriors at the bottom was like the basketball. And it was like, man, I've been a fan of these teams. And all of them was the ones that the Cavs faced on the way to the championship. Like, uh-huh. Everybody want to root against this dude. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's really it, man.
Yo, remember the argument was like the argument was for LeBron, like when he just got started, they were saying that all the player, the caliber of the players back then wasn't as good as the players now.
Yeah.
So now they reversed it.
Yeah, now that's switched up. He wouldn't have made it back in the day. Come on, man. Oh, and back to that Jordan thing, right? He's that Jordan's humble and shit, right? Uh-huh. He's damn near 60. And said that he could beat every person on his team one-on-one.
Oh, but that don't count, though. That don't count. No, that really don't count because he was joking.
Come on, man.
He was joking, man.
I don't believe that because he played one of them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a joke.
I don't think in his head it's a joke, but
for our benefit, it's a joke.
Yeah, when he was sitting on that stage, he was laughing the whole time he said that. But I think in his head, he really do. Which, if I was him, I would too. Because you remember that practice they showed? He was throwing people shots and stuff.
Yo, but that reflects badly on your player choosing skills.
I know.
I would never say that like that.
For real, you know what I'm saying? That's, you picked that team. You know that, right? You know what I'm saying?
And they messed around. I got fucking, what was his name? Steven, Lance Stevenson out of there so quick.
Oh, yeah, they got him out of there.
Yo, is Lance Stevenson a problem?
like he didn't even make it halfway through the season. They was talking about trading that dude.
Oh, man. He done turned into Rondo and shit.
They say he be fighting teammates and stuff.
Man, he looked like a savage.
And then being the Biggie Flash God, he's like, he like hate Jordan and love LeBron. So we had a debate over Jordan's tennis shoes.
And there's no denying that.
He was saying, all y'all stand in line because y'all stand in line to buy Jordan shoes for your kids and you for hours. He's like, you can't hate on LeBron or something if you a stan or something. So I came in there and I'm like, come on. I was like, let's be honest about this. Can you name another tennis shoe that is just dope as Jordan's? Like, that you can just wear with formal gear, like, just regular throwing some kicks with anything you wear, and they just look fresh.
No.
Like, there's no other shoe like that.
Shell toes.
Man, did you read what he wrote?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he wrote that. Oh, shell toes. Like, really?
Oh, yo, I was just playing.
I like shell toes. Yeah, a lot of people rock shell toes, but they don't compare to no damn Craftsman or Jordan.
Yeah, like just like I said, yo, that's undeniable, man. There's nothing you can say about that shoe.
And I'm like, look at the shoes out now. They all look like spaceships and rockets.
Yeah, and kids are standing online for these shoes that never seen them play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about the shoe. The shoe is fucking dope, man. I mean, there are some questionable ones in there towards the end.
Yeah,
but
those are.
Most of the catalog, man, is good.
Yo,
okay.
KD fell out the bed or something?
Yeah, I did, Chief.
Hey,
oh, that, you know what? That dog finally bit him.
That dog.
Had to switch. What do I sound like? Do I sound like garbage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hot garbage.
Yeah, it's only temporary. I'm waiting on my computer to come back up because y'all was sounding like y'all was coming through a humidifier or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, okay, take Steph Curry, for instance. Steph Curry is the MVP. Steph Curry is like the biggest name in basketball right now. He won the championship. Yeah. Nobody is buying his shoes. They are ugly.
For two reasons. They're ugly and they're Under Armour. The only people wearing them shoes is in Oakland. And they're his family.
But would Under Armour really matter if the shoes look dope, though?
No, they really wouldn't. It really, really wouldn't. Because, all right, do people... I don't know, man, because them fucking Kobe's is ugly.
Which ones?
The knee high boot.
Oh, you a goddamn lie. I got them right now, right there.
Oh, you a goddamn lie.
No, these shoes is fire, dog.
Oh, I think I bust up in my head. Oh, you got it.
Yo, I knew what you was talking about too. I was ready.
Oh,
them shits do like an air gas.
For real? Oh, you got that? Right, that's. Damn.
Yo, have you seen them in the store?
Yes, they look like wrestling shoes, man.
Dog, you. Oh my god, you. I guess you got. You see anybody wearing them?
No, Carlos, no. Nah,
that don't count. That don't count. He had every lace loose. It must look like.
Did he turn them shoes into some roll top Tims and shit?
Dude had them folded over, like rolling. Oh man, I gotta put some pictures up, man. With the Kobe's on, dog.
Kobe, you goddamn lie.
Yeah, man.
I'm so serious. Goddamn lie.
Yo, but I just wish Steph Curry was just signed with, man. Just go to Nike or because the Kanye's when Kanye went to Adidas. Like, Adidas don't rock like that. And them joints sold. And the mugs were suspect.
Then the motherfucker. Yo, you remember the Kobe Adidas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, them fucking space shoes.
Yeah. Yo, that's still like a box. I seen one person wearing those, dog. And I didn't know this, dude. I had to ask him. I'm like, yo, for real? Why? Why did you buy those shoes, man? There's nothing good about they, yo, they look like a pair of Clippers. Why did you buy them shoes, man? Man, these Kobe's, man. Yeah.
Yep.
Because you're an asshole. Keep walking.
And that's why Kobe had to dip. Because I never seen nobody wearing them.
I see one dude, man. I'm like, but that's even fashion today, man. Like, yo, I can't understand how people like some of the shit that they wearing.
Yeah.
You a grown man. You ain't supposed to be wearing tight, what's that shit, tapered at the bottom pants, man.
Tapered at the bottom. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I do want some of those.
But I want them big.
Yeah, but I want them big.
You know what I'm saying? And not pants. I want sweatpants.
Oh yeah, the sweat joint.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? I want some sweatpants because I like my shoes to show.
Yeah.
And you know, regular sweatpants, that shit fall down over the top. But you them shit is tight, like you could barely get the top of your fingers in your pockets. Nah, man.
And all you see is all a shoe.
Yeah, and then it'd be chucks and shit. Like, what the fuck you doing, man?
Oh, then we was talking about point I brought up was back in the day, you didn't really see Jordan's rock like that. And that's when Jordan really was at his height. Like, it was so many good shoes out back then. Like, you had the Grant Hills that was dope. You had the Kamikaze that was dope. You had the Scottie Pippen's was fire. The Penny Hardaway's was fire. Like, everybody's shoe was fire. So,
yeah. And they was only $80.
Yeah, and the Air. Remember the Air, the joints with the Air on the side? Like the all black ones, the Barclays. Yo, it was some dope shoes back then.
Yeah, it was so many shoes, man.
The Gary Paytons.
Yep, the Gary Paytons.
Like, I didn't get a pair of Jordans until like 96. Yeah. And I didn't buy a pair till like 97.
Yeah, man, it was some the Iversons. It was a bunch of dope shoes. Now you really ain't got no damn choice. You can get some KDs, some Jordans, some Kobe's, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's really and goddamn KD and Jordan is cornering the market, man, because he got them Jumpmans and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, it's only 4 or 5 pairs of shoes you can get that's dope, and then so now motherfuckers are spending an obscene amount of money for some ugly shit, like them Balenciagos and shit like that. Dog, there's nothing good about them shoes. And they cost like $600-$700. Dog, stop, man. Stop it, man. I'm going back to Air Forces.
Yo, I never could rock. I brought one pair of Air Forces, and I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
You bought the mids, highs, or lows?
The lows.
Yeah, I can't fuck with lows. I like the mids.
I guess I just never sit. I don't know. I just, like, when I see people wearing them, it look dope, but I could never, like, if I put a shoe on and look down and I don't like how I look, I can't wear them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's why I'm a little cautious about buying these Foamposites. Because if I spend the money and put them on and I don't like them, I'm going to be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm be mad.
Yep, that's a good one right there, because, man, I love, like, some of the foams. They look dope. But, like, I bought, like, 4 pair of foams. But just when I look, and I keep giving myself another chance, I see them on other people's feet. They look dope. Every time I look down or look in the mirror, I don't like how I look.
Hell nah.
Like, the ones I had in high school, I used to rock them with shorts.
Yeah.
And back then, it really wasn't, you couldn't really return nothing anyway. Like, your mom wouldn't take you back to the store.
Yeah, that was an investment right there.
Yep,
you wanted them. You wanted them.
And they was, what, $225?
Yeah, and my shit extra hard because I got flat feet.
Yeah, me too.
So my shit distort shoes and shit, man. I'm like, fuck. Like, yo, there's a lot of hot shit I want to wear that I can't, you know what I'm saying, unless I wear it with jeans and then hide all that flatness and shit.
Why your shoes in the gangster lane right now?
Hey, man, I think that's just weight, dog.
Proud of you.
Shade. Shade.
My shoes don't be leaning like that, dog.
Oh, no. I got severely flat feet, dog. For real.
Oh, man, that dude tries to say his feet flatter than mine. I'll see where we're going.
Like, yo, you know what I do like? I can't find any more that much, though, but Ken Griffey's, man.
Yep, Ken Griffey's is fire.
Griffey's is tight, dog.
I got some right now, the South Beach colorway. I forgot all about them. Yo, anybody watch the Sports Center right now?
Nah.
Now, these shoes Curry got on right now kind of fire.
Man, you know what I seen? I seen some shoes yesterday. I was like, yo, them is kind of dope, man. D Rose.
Yep, them D Rose is dope.
Yo, but only, for some reason, the ones I was looking at, the only ones I liked was the gray ones. I was like, man, them fucking gray ones look mean.
You talking about the ones that came out like 3 or 4 years ago, not the new ones, right?
Nah, I guess they're the new ones. They're on the shelf.
Oh, they're not on discount?
Nah.
Oh, so you got to look at the ones from like 3 years ago. You're going to like them better. Because they kind of they kind of remind you of Jordans. Like the craftsmen of them. They fire. There's some no-name shoes. Man, I'm going to tag you in this shoe on Instagram. This shoe, if they just changed a little bit of stuff on it, this mug got some potential. It like reminds you of Jordans. I don't know who the hell make these. I think they like in Japan or something.
Yeah.
But I might have to get some of these.
Let me see. Images of D-Rose. They got the fives, 2015.
Let me see what year that was. Dirk Rose. Only thing that scared me was he was getting his legs jacked up in them joints.
Yeah, I would not be playing basketball with these motherfuckers.
I don't understand the cats who drop all that money on these basketball shoes and then take them out to the gym and be rocking them.
And playing them?
Yeah. Like, shit. If you was meant to be wearing them shoes for basketball purposes, you would be in the NBA right now, bro. What are you doing?
Hey, you know how true that is, but how crazy that sounds at the same time?
Yeah.
Like, man, why you buy spend that money on basketball shoes and they go play basketball in them?
But you know, like they be having those them team shoes like the college folks be playing in.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Bro, you not the thing that be killing me is the folks who do it and then they don't be that good at basketball.
Yeah, you just spent all this money. The I'm looking at the D Rose 773.
Let me see. 773. You just type that in Google?
Nah, I'm on Foot Locker and they just got all this shit. All the D-Rose shoes.
Oh, okay. Dang, I forgot the number of the ones. They're pretty similar to that, though. The ones I'm talking about.
They got
the same style.
Yeah, they got Lakeshore. The 4.5, the 5 boost.
I'm kind of liking the Kyrie's too now.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around those.
I just customized them, made them all black.
I seen a pair, I was like, you know, them shits ain't that bad. Well, that's just a black shoe. That could be anybody goddamn shoe.
I made my old, because like his colors is kind of weird. But yeah. I watch some videos on YouTube, like people do like reviews and do on feet reviews.
Yeah.
So I seen them on feet and I'm like, oh, these kind of dope. So I just had to make my own colorway.
Yo, you know what I did like? I saw and I was ashamed of it though. The fucking Yeezy Lows, man.
Oh yeah, them look crazy.
But I was like, yo, I kind of like that shit for some reason. I don't know why.
LeBron is another one. LeBron shoes.
Like yeah, if you get the right colorway, yeah, then straight.
Like, the new ones?
Those is kind of crazy. I don't like how like the spacey on the side, but the LeBron, let me see if this, the LeBron 9s.
Yo, those are my favorite ones, dog. Them the only ones I want a pair of.
Yep, the LeBron, and they so comfortable. I feel like you walking on clouds.
Yo, that, the ones that was like gray, pink, and like a teal color.
Yeah.
Oh man, them motherfuckers so hard, man.
Them are fire. I got them.
I want them shit so bad, dog, but I refuse to pay that much fucking money.
Every time I wear them, everybody be like, yo, they be trying to buy them off my feet.
For real? What size are they?
What's I think 10 and a half.
Oh, shit.
But the thing that's tricky about them shoes, LeBron's, you got to get like a whole size up.
Or, yeah, they do run
damn,
small.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, because I got burned a few times. I got burned on some exclusives on LeBron's and KD's. Like, the KD's I had would go for like $900 now. But I had already sold them because I was pissed because I couldn't fit them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of Nike thing, though, man. Like, Nike runs small all the time.
I was mad, dog.
Always get a half size up on Nikes.
All right, let's move on to the talk of the week.
Oh, my God.
Dylan, or is it Dylan? My bad.
Yeah, don't give him no black name.
Yeah, that the terrorist who they're not calling a terrorist.
That's some bullshit.
Seen this on Facebook.
First of all, let's...
Go ahead.
Let's get this out the way, man. That's a white dude. You motherfuckers putting up these memes like how we sure... that this is not a light-skinned black dude or some shit. Yo, first of all, any other race would not have the haircut. So let's just get that shit out the way.
Yo, when I see that, I was done.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all reaching, man.
Y'all playing with our emotions.
For real, yo.
I'm about to play this video.
Defines terrorism as, quote, the unlawful use of force or violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Anoushe, sources say Roof confessed he wanted to start a race war. Does that make him a terrorist?
Yes, it does, actually. And I think our entire response and discussion of over the fact if he is race, if he is a terrorist or not, is completely racist. Just for one second, imagine if this shooter was black or if he was Muslim. Without any question, we would immediately be holding an entire religion and an entire race accountable. But all of a sudden, because we're dealing with a white shooter, I mean, we're immediately generating sympathy for him by questioning his state of his mental health and whatnot. So there should be no question whatsoever that this man is a terrorist.
That's all I need to play from that clip.
Yup.
Yep. That Yo, is. That.
They had the people in the Facebook comments talking about, oh, no, nah, he can't be a terrorist. His friend came out and said he never didn't like black people. I'm like, oh, okay. So in the Mike Brown case, we can't listen to his friends. But since it fits your agenda, the media is lying now and the friends is right.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Come oh, on. You're like, yo, you really see how this shit works. You really see how this shit works, man. Like, dog, that's so much. And yo, man, them dudes, them black dudes that they get on Fox News,
them be the most Uncle Thomas dudes in the world.
Yo, like, yo, when I see that shit, that is, in my mind, that's the equivalent to telling somebody to dance a jig back in the day. You know what I'm saying? They putting you up here just for your cooning. And you're doing this shit. Man.
The thing I don't get is they be hiring these dudes, and not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but they be getting these dudes up there, and they make it seem like they speak for the entire black race.
No, you don't. You really don't. Nigga just gonna cut me off and shit. But nah, man. yo, nah. I feel you. That they really don't, man. But it's just that's the way they like to show it as. We got a black person that's on our side, so all the rest of them must be wrong.
And who is this nigga right here? Who is this nigga?
What's your reaction to the news about Dylan?
Like, that he actually did everything he said he was going to do. And I don't feel no different today than I felt about him before he did this stuff. Like I said, who's to say Dylan was in his right mind? Nobody knows what anybody go through.
Was Dylan ignorant? Was he racist?
No. Like, everybody's making him out to be racist, but here I am in front of you today as a black man and telling you I look at him no different today than what I looked at him last week.
Yeah, that's very questionable.
Who is this nigga? Where did he come from?
He sounds like he's getting his knob slopped on in the back of somewhere.
We need to question his blackness for real.
Duh, yo, they went and found a black dude, man.
The one black dude.
We don't even know where this dude came from. Dylan wrote a whole manifest talking about how the black people was taken over and we got to get rid of them. We got to keep the white people pure. He got jackets with emblems on them. They Cuban beat all that.
You know what I'm saying? He wrote it down and he said it to the lone survivor. but he's not racist. He said, yo, that dude said he was supposed to go to the school and kill some people. How he ended up at the church, he don't know. Bruh.
Duh,
he's obviously crazy.
They got the lady in the church telling you. They just said, nope, we don't believe you. We're going to bring up this white kid, the black kid.
He's attacking Christianity. He's not racist. What the fuck?
Come on, dude.
I hate you.
That shit. Like, come on, man. And the thing that got me was the judge.
The judge.
Oh yeah, the judge was wilding.
The judge was like, first off, they you know, folks be on it. They found some manuscript saying that the judge was like, he said nigga in church. And the hard R. Not in church, oh, but in court.
Dang.
Hard R in court. And like nobody said anything, like, really, you just gonna, this is a judge now, and you just dropping hard R's, but this is the dude you got over this particular case in South Carolina. Tell me that shit ain't suspect.
Yeah. No, I think they said they tried to remove him from the case.
That's crazy. Yeah. You even have to remove this dude.
Yeah, he shouldn't be there at all. You know what I'm saying? If you talking like that, man, you don't need to be a judge.
Did y'all see the what you call it when you about to kill yourself? The suicide note or whatever?
Mm-mm.
That he wrote out?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
He said, niggers are stupid and violent. At the same time, they had the capacity to be very slick. Black people view everything through a racial lens. That's what racial awareness is the viewing everything that happens through a racial lens. They are always thinking about the fact that they are black. This is a part of the reason they get offended so easily. I think that some things are intended to be racist towards them, even when a white person wouldn't be thinking about race. Black people are racially aware from birth, but white people on average don't think about race in their daily lives.
They taught that shit, though.
This dude, this thing is long, though. Like, he goes into Asians and Jews, Hispanics. He said Hispanics are obviously a huge problem for Americans, but there are good Hispanics and bad Hispanics. I remember while watching Hispanic television stations, the shows and even the commercials were more white than our own. They have respect for white beauty, and a good portion of Hispanics are white. It is a well-known
fact. This might have gone off of Univision.
He said, I have a great respect for the East Asian races. Even if we were to go extinct, they could carry something on. They are by nature very racist and could be great allies for the white race.
Like, y'all did remember putting them in internment camps a few years ago, right? Right around Pearl Harbor, World War II.
Come on, man.
Yo, the black section, though, it's like a whole book.
Yo, did they hate black people? Yo, did anybody get cut off your shit yesterday?
Oh, my friend Liz?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I had the DX people, man.
Yeah, my Facebook page, they know shit, what it shit. Is. Like, I can sit here today and tell you, I have real
yeah,
white friends.
Shit, man. I'm like,
yeah, well, nice knowing you, homie.
Yo, and I'm tired of y'all. If y'all listen to this show, all you people, all you black people who make good points, and then when one of your racist friends comes in there and say racism is dead, it's all the media, then you agree. Yo, you can go eat a sack of
monkey balls.
A bag of what's those things? Frog doo-doo. I want you to go straight for frogs and collect the doo-doo and eat it.
Yeah, man, that shit.
The media was not next to the Escalade every time I got pulled over in my car search for no reason. You know what I'm saying? It's not the media. The media was not at the store when I was getting followed around. The media was not at the store when nobody asked me, did I need help? All right? But the dude I'm with, I got more money than him, but he gets all the help. There was no cameras.
The media
didn't have cameras on me in the military with me, Landry, and Spencer is talking, and we got to hurry up and get back to work. But you got 19 white people in the group having a hoedown, and nobody has to get back to work. That ain't the media.
I mean, is it a hoedown? God, out.
They be killing me with that media crap.
That's the big. They always trying to fall upon some shit, too. Like, oh, it's the media just. No, it's the white dude that shot up the church.
For real. Oh, this, you're falling for the bait. It's not bait, dog.
What
this
bait?
Is what happened. You know what I'm saying? This bait. Is what fucking happened. No, you walked into a church, killed everybody, dog, and said that he hate black people. That's racist.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's kind of the definition of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and then like, man, oh man, the people that just, all right, you know, remember the pool thing that happened with the little girl?
Yeah.
All right, I watched the video one time and seen this. I don't know why nobody else could see this. When the dude ran up on the cop, y'all can turn the video on now and watch it. He didn't pull his gun out. The dude was running away.
Way, yeah. Now, okay, let's go to the Sean Hannity dude, right? First of all, I don't know why you think all black people carry shanks. That was kind of fucking racist. He could have got shanked. First, they didn't run up behind him. They was on the side of him.
Yeah.
He stumbled. That's why his feet was moving so quick, since you want to point that out. He stumbled. And then they started backing up when the cop stood up, and that's when he pulled his gun, right? Now, you say that the girl was talking too much. Not a law against talking. There is no law against talking, bro. And then she wouldn't leave the area. She was walking away. The cop walked towards her to grab her and bring her back. So that she wasn't leaving the area, shit is gone. And plus, the white dude that recorded it all, he stayed in the area. You ain't never say shit to him about getaway.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? And now let's take it even deeper. When the police came to seize that dude in Texas land, because he owed $1 million in property taxes and refused to pay him, and you had the whole group of guys that was on his side, that the cops can't take his land, and they pulled guns on the cops. Ain't nobody get fucked up there. But this little girl talking so much has to get slammed on the ground.
Something's not right.
You know what I'm saying? Something's a little fishy, bro.
And then the meme. Oh, man. Did you see the meme with the... All right, they had a meme up, which really, to me, didn't make sense, where they had the guy in handcuffs with the bulletproof vest on, and then the girl with the bathing suit. I mean, yeah. I get it from the treatment aspect, but that really didn't make sense. And then the one where they had
the DC sniper.
Yeah, they had the DC sniper up on the meme, and it said the DC sniper was a racist. He had a bulletproof vest too. First of all, anybody that's hated, that gets apprehended, is gonna have a bulletproof vest. So that's just how it goes. But on the racist part. Pull up the people he killed. It was white, black, Asian, everything.
Yeah. That was not race related. He was covering up the fact that he wanted to kill his wife. So he started killing random people. That was not race related at all. But like we always say, ain't nobody fact checking, man. They don't do no research.
Dog, it was, I witnessed one post, and they had that DC sniper thing in there 8 times. I'm like, man, I don't want to get in this. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna go get the list of people he killed and post it in here. So I just kept reading, waiting for somebody smart to come in there. Man, this white chick came in there and ethered everybody, dog. I was about to put arrows on him, like, you the real MVP.
like yo, one dude put it up, I'm like, hey man, I don't think the DC sniper was race related. That's not the point I'm going for. You shouldn't have put this stupid shit up.
So what exactly are you going for?
You know, silly you. Then why did you put this stupid shit up, man? Come on, dog.
Oh my god.
Yes. Like, help me understand your logic.
You know, it just don't make no sense.
Sometimes you see this stuff and you be like, man, I want to say something, but you know what? With better judgment, I'm going to go ahead and say nope.
Yeah, it's pointless, man.
Nope.
Because all it's going to do, like, even the people who always try to come in there and cape, talking about it's the media, you're not changing nothing. That same person you talking to, he going to post another meme or put something up about it. So what, you just going to run in every post? These people do not care, man.
Yeah, I'm saying. Like they only gonna see the shit the way they want to.
Yeah, their troll game is on a million. Like that one, like I like going into the like when one of the memes, and you know, like when you click on it, you can go to see where everybody, not the person who shared it, but the like regular people.
Yeah.
So that's where I got that picture of the Danny Brantley. DANNYBRANTLEY with the offensive racist post.
And works for the FBI.
Yeah, work for the FBI. Like I went in the post because he tried to hide it. You know, like when you can now you can reply to somebody's comment. Mm-hmm. He thought he was safe in there, so he was in there just being racist inside the comment.
No, so, okay.
Yeah, so I took the screenshot and put it up, and then another white dude came in and he was like, "Dang!" He was like, "That's what y'all do with the FBI?" He was like, "You just out here freely being racist, huh?" And then me and him was going, yeah, man, this crazy, right? So then that dude, he started deleting, boy. He started backtracking. I already got the screenshots, bro. I was like, all this take is one, the right person on Twitter. Yeah. Hell I was yeah. like, all this take is the right person on Twitter to get this. And that's a wrap for you because they was getting rid of. Yo, they was getting jobs taken on Twitter the other day. Yo, like five people got fired the other day.
Hell no.
Twitter don't play, dog. They start adding the Twitter website of where you work. Them retweets start hitting off. Then they post the complaint phone number, getting y'all out the paint.
All the way out the paint.
Yo, like, social media is just that. Social. Everybody's going to see this shit, dog. You think you cool because you in a group. Nah, dog. It's coming out.
Field agent, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah, you're probably scared now. Probably checking them emails.
That shit be so funny, too. Because then they be like, man, y'all ain't have to go that far. Oh, really? You didn't have to post this racist shit, but all right. That's the bad thing, that you lost your job because you was being racist. Okay.
Really? For real.
And that's where we at right now. The bad part is that you lost your job. Okay.
Yo, that's the thing about it, man. They never are upset about what caused the reaction. with every situation where black people are so horrible, they never think about what caused that. They have no problem with what caused it. It's just you didn't have to act like that. Yeah, I kind of did. You know what I'm saying? That was some fucked up shit that y'all don't care about anymore.
Ridiculous.
Come on, B.
This is just as bad as Stone making roasted duck in a barbecue.
I was hoping. Boy. I thought it was going to get through. If it didn't happen at the beginning, I'm like, okay, maybe he forgot.
You a trans barbecuer, dog. When did black people start making roasted duck, man?
That, you act like that's all I made.
No, I never seen a black grill with ribs and roasted duck.
Dog, it was fucking good. But yo, you ain't never had duck.
No, I know your family never had duck on the grill.
Not on the grill. I've never had it on the grill. The first time I did it on the grill.
So you just went to the store and was just like, huh? It'll be a little new.
We were going shopping. My wife likes duck. So I was looking in the little coffin where the chicken and shit is at.
I'm like, oh, coffin?
Coffin.
That's what it's called. If you worked in retail grocery stores, you know that thing in the middle where they got to put the bags and shit. It's called a coffin.
I learned something new today.
Yeah, y'all morbid.
Oh my god. So
I see that shit. The coffin.
It was just a duck breast in a package. I was like, yo, I bet I could do that on the grill. That shit'd be dope. So I bought it and grilled it up. I also made bratwurst, hamburgers, chicken, steak, and ribs.
All I seen was duck. Yeah, one time I brought some quail. I opened up the package, and it was in the shape of a damn quail body. Couldn't do it. Threw it away. Yeah.
That's you ever see the Cornish game hens? They sell it wrapped in plastic, right? And it just looked like a ball of meat. But when you open it, it's actually just a hen with the legs and everything. I'm like,
oh, hell no.
I don't know if I can cook this.
I couldn't do it, dog. That joint was expensive. Yo, go price some quail. I think that package was like $30.
And it's scarce on the meat, man.
Oh, man, I couldn't do it, dog. Yeah, I can't do nothing with the face. That meat.
Yeah.
Did y'all know we have a cure for AIDS?
Yeah, it's called not fucking somebody with AIDS.
Nigerian professor produces antiviral drug that cures HIV AIDS in 2 months.
Oh, they didn't want that to get out. That's what Magic Johnson got.
He about to die.
Yeah, oh, they gonna kill him. For real.
Motherfucker, you know how much money we was making off this AIDS research and...
They're off the comeback.
You're just gonna go solve AIDS, huh? That's what we do. We just feel like we want to gonna go solve AIDS. Okay.
Ezebi said it was a major scientific breakthrough in the search for cure to the global pandemic. After 19 years of hard work, he was able to discover the therapy, and his research was eventually published in a British journal. So where is this at? Why this ain't all over the news? Because he's from Nigeria.
Blackness.
The white killer says, I'm a racist. This was racially motivated. The media. Whoa there, buddy. We don't know all the facts yet. Give us time.
Yo, the thing that got me with that, too, is that this dude 21 years old, and they talking about he a child.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, but Mike Brown was a full-grown man, wasn't he?
Dog, they call a little dude who was 12 a grown man.
Oh, yeah, Tamir Rice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
He looked grown to me. Really? Dog, like, I gotta give it to them. They troll game is on 100.
100.
They can't be beat.
Yeah, for real, man.
And they got the followers.
I think that's what it is. Is it the troll game or the ignorant motherfuckers that believe that shit?
It's both. They troll game real, dog. They even on the news caping.
Hell, like, yo, first thing out the gate, man, this is not racially motivated, even though he said it was.
And why we always got to put out an apology? You see the newspaper, one of the big newspapers had The Family Forgives.
Yeah, I'm not forgiving shit. Fuck that. There's no way. There's no way. Like, yo. Y'all out in front of this church praying. At this time, that's not going to do nothing, bro. Because I'm pretty sure they was praying inside that church. A church is where you go to pray. And them prayers ain't stopped this from happening.
Yeah, they said that dude. They said that dude, he was like, I almost didn't do it because everybody in that church was so nice to me.
But you still did it.
You almost didn't do it.
Because everybody was so nice, but you still fucking did it.
Don't almost only count in horseshoes and
hand grenades.
Yeah, like, come on, dude.
Yo, and then I'm tired of these people getting on President Obama. What do you actually want President Obama to get up there and say? You see what they doing to us in the streets, and ain't nothing happening. Yeah. What do you think they gonna do to him?
All right, check this out, man. I've seen this a lot, and I really think this is the way it is, dog. People expect the black president to just be the president for black people. That's not the way it works. He's the president of the United States. That means everybody. He's not just checking for y'all. But that's the way they want it to be.
Like, he gets up there and say what he can. Like, what do y'all want him to say? Like, look, we're going to arrest all you racists.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's... That's really what they want, man. I'm like, yo, y'all don't know how this works. After all this time, after everything y'all seen happen, y'all still don't understand how this shit works.
They want Dave Chappelle to go up there.
they want Jim Brown to be their president.
Like, come on, dude, man.
Y'all heard the lady on CNN going off? She was fed up.
At Don Lemon?
Yeah.
Why did I see before I watched it, I saw it somewhere else, and it says, woman calls Obama a Uncle Tom.
I think she did.
But she was talking to... But what was she talking to Don Lemon?
Man, she was just yelling everything at the camera. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Let me play it.
She said, oh, my God.
Oh, damn, I think I broke the thing again.
You can hear shouting around me. I should say that I'm standing right now. There have been people walking by, grieving, mourning, talking about their feelings and how, yes, angry they are that something like this happened here, but also thanking the media.
This doesn't happen. This shouldn't happen to anyone. The whole thing that we have been talking about is whether this is terrorism or not. It is terrorism. By any stretch of the imagination, you can understand that people are upset. But, you know, we're going to continue to talk about that.
The president himself said he's angry today. And local leaders said they are angry, too, that violence like this can't happen in a church. But everyone I've spoken to as well has also talked about healing.
Yeah. I just think it's really sad that when you have nine people who've lost their lives.
We're going to take a break.
And
so we
have to deal with something like this. But I think it's important, too, that people see the ignorance of it.
They're trying to get louder over talking. Man, we just act like this bitch ain't on TV right now. Let's just talk louder. Maybe she'll go away.
She said Obama is a terrorist. He a puppet too. White people are terrorists. Man, you mad, Don?
Are you mad, Don?
Yeah, they better have some bodyguards out there. Trust you, Don Lemon. He know what time it is.
Yeah, oh yeah. They smooth be ready for that dude, man. Somebody gonna put their hands on him.
He got a coming though, man. He be talking to folks like they straight stupid. Like, why you talking like I won't put my hands on you right now?
You mad,
yeah, like,
dog?
You will get fucked up on TV.
Oh man, I be cracking up.
I'd be like, man, like you see them folks. Like the whole shit that was popping off, like during the Baltimore elections, there was a. Fox News had this black dude out there that was going around interviewing folks. I'm surprised he made it. Because he was out there talking to them folks like he was stupid. I was like, man, are you all right? Do you do realize you're in Baltimore talking to these folks like you ain't got no common sense in your head right now when they fuck you up?
These motherfuckers crazy, man. But the fact that people still be defending this shit and don't want to see what's really going on, it's fucking crazy, man.
That shit is just wild, bro.
Hey, wild. Man, I got the announcements for the...
No, you didn't do it again. The family reunion?
Yeah. I got the family reunion announcement. This time it's a white family reunion. And ironically, the last name of the family is the Whites. So for the fight, the white family reunion announcements. All right. We got absolutely no, and no was underlined twice. No seasoning, no salt and pepper. So no seasoning of any kind. All right. Sarah will be bringing 96 pounds of kale.
Good God.
So we don't need none of that. No extra of that. There will be yoga under Gazebo 4 this year.
Oh, man, this is a totally white party.
No Kool-Aid.
Oh, racist.
No ribs, no fried chicken. But there will be unlimited mashed potatoes. Water.
This is a lot.
Water and Budweiser. Will be provided, no grape soda or orange. Because of all the tension over race, there will be one black guy that will be allowed to attend. That is Stone L. Terrible. And he will be providing 65 pounds of roasted duck back. Big Mark will be providing t-shirts, but there will be a $15 charge for the BDN t-shirts. That's beer, deer, and NASCAR. Uncle Todd couldn't make it this year, but he has sent envelopes with 195 free acres of land for everybody.
God damn.
And the spokesperson, the speaker, my bad, the guest speaker at the family reunion is Rachel DeLozza. That's it.
You stupid.
There you go, man. Sounds like it's going to be a hoot nanny.
Bringing duck backs.
Yeah, get it. Make sure you get there early with the roasted duck back. You know, you like to be on time.
Oh, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all see the Florida woman with facing 18 charges of rough sex acts?
Rough sex acts? What?
A Florida woman has been charged with engaging in sexual activity with her pit bull.
Oh, man. Damn it.
They found the encounters on the woman's phone, stored on her phone.
How would you save? Why would you tape that? Why would you save it?
Dang, she was only 18.
That's correct. Pitbull, tearing that ass up.
Was, for real, I bet you she was fat.
Yeah, she's real fat.
Yeah, see, that's what it is.
But
that's
she's
what it
18, man. She would be a, all right, she could have took 2 years out of her eating schedule and lost her weight. She would have been 20, young and slim.
She used to take out her eating schedule.
They had 17 photos of canine performing oral sex on an unknown white female.
No, she slapped the peanut butter down there.
She was being licked by her dog. Her dog name was Two Face.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
That is she a lesbian because it was a female dog.
Man, he's making it so much worse.
He has licked her vagina approximately 30 to 40 times.
Did y'all see that vine where...
Hold up, man. You didn't hear the last part. He licked her vagina approximately 30 to 40 times.
Different times or just that one time?
He said she would call Two-Face into her room, take her pants off.
Yeah, that one session.
Open her legs and Two-Face would lick her vagina. She said a prior dog named Scarface also licked her on a similar number of occasions. Oh, this is 30 to 40 like sessions.
Yeah. She recorded all 30 sessions? Or did she snitch on herself?
Man, Two-Face, a real MVP.
Is that too?
My question is, like, did she go looking for a dog for the specific reason of having her vagina licked, or?
How's his licking ability?
Yeah, she and the kennel looking at him like, come here, boy. He got a tongue on him. I like him. Mm.
What did she put, like, honey or something on?
That's stop white people. 2015.
And then the cops they corralled a notorious mail slot urinator.
What?
There's this guy going to business and peeing in the mail slot on all the mail on the ground. They got video too from the surveillance camera. Let me see how he does it.
Cut that shit out, man. Come on, bro.
Why he bring his dogs with him though? He got his two dogs. They just sitting there watching. Like, what you doing, man? Pull his pants down and getting it in. What's wrong with this dude, man? Like, what makes you say, I'm just going to pee in these mail slots? Like, you go to the store, buy a couple sodas.
I'm going to stick my penis right up in him.
Sexy, I guess.
Like I said, man, stop white people 2015, bro.
This is crazy, man.
I ain't doing whatever. God, dog, come on.
You put this on here, this nigga abortion stone?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why is somebody got a penis pump over there? Oh, that was a pen?
Yeah.
You mind your business.
Dallas police announced fifth arrest in case of alleged beating to induce abortion. 14-year-old girl. Dang. Why they want to get rid of the baby?
Because it was like somebody in her family, baby.
When the teen was 8 months pregnant, Sharon Jones gave her multiple doses of birth control pills, Plan B, and cinnamon tablets to abort the baby. Allegedly bounced on the girl's abdomen and kicked her while Cecilia McDonald reportedly held the teen down. Dang! Mm-mm-mm. Wait, did the baby get aborted? Or the baby still alive?
Keep reading.
The girl began to bleed heavily and gave birth to a still... Whoa! Yo, they bounced the baby out of her?
Yeah.
Whoa! They gave her $25 to dispose of the body? Really? You gotta pay me at least $25,000 before I think about it. $25 to dispose of the body. Yo, who does this kind of stuff?
Crazy fucking people.
Yo, look at the dude's mugshot. This gotta be the cover. That dude look crazy. Yo, my family look like this. I'm not even claiming them. Putting myself up for adoption. Mm-mm-mm. Andy cross-eyed. Is that St. Louis? Oh, Dallas. Yo, that sound like a penis pump for real, though.
Like I said, you mind your business.
I'm laughing because this dude, like, out of everything he could have brought up, penis pump.
You know, he always go for the strange shit. Yo, y'all listen to Sway in the Morning?
Nah, what's that on extraterrestrial radio or something?
XM radio, that serious satellite shit.
I said extraterrestrial.
Yo, they was on there talking one day. They were talking about Amber Rose dating MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, right?
Yeah.
And Sway's stupid ass said, he's doing it just to say he did. He's having sex with her just to say that he did it. I'm like, yo, did you just compare her vagina to a tourist attraction?
Do you think he's in love, or is he just doing it because to say he did it? He get to take care of Wiz, little baby. What's Wiz baby name like? Jamba Juice?
Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian.
Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice. Sebastian.
Oh.
That man said Jamba Juice. Bro, I'm crying.
For real, man.
Man, stars be naming kids. Crazy stuff.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. What's up?
He said Jamba Juice, bro.
That's ridiculous. Yo, my daughter had a little award ceremony at her school, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you this, I'm not lying, man. So they called everybody's name that had to come up on stage, right?
Yeah.
Why a little girl name was Reality?
I hate people.
For real. Her name was Reality, man.
Man, we didn't expect to have you. This reality shock. You calling you yeah. Dang.
Reality hit, yo.
Reality hit.
When you came into the picture, reality hit, yo. So we decided to name you Reality. And like, that's it. That's the best you came up with.
Man flies you know out girl, in but another reality, guy picks her up from the airport.
What?
Man flies out girl, but another guy picks her up from the airport. And dude is mad because he said that was his rent money.
I mean, did she not make it to the... What?
No, when he went to pick her up, another dude was picking her up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that was my rent money. Flew her out, and another nigga picked her up from the airport right in front of me. You know how hard it is to tell your landlord you ain't got the rent because you took a chance and got played?
Hey, bro, getting played is the least of your fucking problems.
On me, I'm not getting taken advantage of anymore. I swear to God, 2015, not my year.
What? Is pussy worse that much? To not have shelter? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm supposed to pay my rent, man, but she want to come out here.
That, I'm about to fly this pussy out.
You know, and then it wasn't even that definite that you was going to fuck because somebody picked her up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, somebody scooped her at the airport, man.
After your ticket.
You know what I'm saying? After taking
somebody else up.
Yo, was it a setup, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got this stupid ass motherfucker going to fly me out there. Make sure you pick me up.
Yeah, like, I got a free ticket. She probably was yeah, boo, I'm coming. Hey, I got a ride. Just make sure you pick my ass up.
You know what I'm saying? Because look, after taking, man, you don't take no rides from the airport. You know what I'm saying? They be kidnapping motherfuckers and putting them in the hordes and shit. So, yo, yeah, that was a setup, man.
Hey, you know what he did, though? All right. He bought her that ticket. He still had his rent money after he bought that. But he started looking around his apartment. Maybe he had a 27-inch, not a 40-inch.
Had to upgrade that.
Yep, had to you upgrade that TV. Maybe he had some used couches from his mom's house when she upgraded.
Had to get, you know what I'm saying? Two people can't sleep on a air mattress filled with water.
You know what I'm saying? Had to get that mattress, right?
That Anthony Davis special.
Yeah, everybody can't do the rock with the waterbed air mattress like me. Mad comfortable, though. But this, for you guys, if you fly somebody out, I'm going to give y'all the game for dudes who fly chicks out. Make her buy her own ticket, and when she get there, if you're going to pay for it, give her the money then.
Reimburse her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We reimburse here.
Reimburse, man.
First of all, don't be flying nobody out. That's bottom line. I don't do that. That don't happen. But if you're going to do it, you make sure you got to reimburse her. She's going to pay for her own goddamn ticket.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. That man said, on me, I'm not getting taken advantage of anymore.
Anymore. So I don't believe this is the first time either. You know what I'm saying? So he done did this before, man, and he finally just got fed up.
Idiot.
Nah, man, if I see somebody else picking her up, I'm at least busting his tires.
Oh, no. It's going to be a conversation. Hey, bitch. Hold on. that's my whole player. I paid for that.
Hey, what if she had two flights paid for and she was like, all right, whichever one got the earlier flight, that's one I'm going to go with.
Whichever one is on time. That's who I'm leaving with.
Whoever rolls up first, they're reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, he was right there. He was so close.
And don't fly out somebody you ain't already knocked off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Pizza. Oh, she slapped the mess out of this lady in the TSA line. Whack up!
Katie got a goat cheese and heirloom tomato pizza.
Goat cheese? What if it's duck back, though?
It's duck back.
And then you got duck back pizza. What did Katie order? New game of the day.
He got his chicken delivered. He's fancy.
Or was Jehovah's Witness?
You shut the fuck up.
Yo, was that... Yo, is that Jehovah's Witness?
Nah, neighborhood kids.
Oh, they try to sell you something?
Yeah.
Yo, man, we got these neighborhood kids come try to take your trash out for $1.
Yeah, you told us that before.
Oh, I did? They came three more times, though, dog.
Did you ever pay them?
I gave them that $1, and they looked disappointed. Because there's about 9 of them.
Hey, you would split that shit 10 ways.
Y'all see the video where that lady, her kid was crying or whatever? And then the lady came and sit next to her, trying to like make like help like shh to the kid and stuff. Like, and the lady was like, "Yo, like back up off me." And the lady wouldn't move. And then then she like spit on the lady and stuff. And then everybody was over there like, "Oh my god, she's out of control." And then like when like security and everything came and they was all on her, and she was like, "Yo, like, I do not know this lady. Like, what part of this y'all not getting? This lady is sitting right on me. Like, I don't know what she's coming over here for. And yeah. Y'all all over me. But y'all ain't saying nothing to this lady who just right there still." It was crazy. I was like, man, she lucky that wasn't me, because that lady would have caught about a 4-piece.
Yo, we was in the mall yesterday. Yo, I had on a Brooklyn Nets jersey. And somebody yells from behind me. Was like, "Hey, yo." So I turn around like, "Yo, what the fuck?" And a dude walked up on me, and my wife grabs the baby and clears out.
Wait a minute. If somebody just said, "Hey, yo," why you answer with hostility?
Don't yell from behind me. I don't know you.
But he could have been yelling at somebody in front of you.
No, he was talking to me. I turned around and he was looking at me and walking toward me. So wifey cleared out because she know it can go down. And dude was like, "Oh man, where you get that jersey from?" Damn. Yo, like it caught me so good. I had to think about like, where the hell did I get this jersey? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, god damn, bro. You almost got fucked up.
But y'all live in New York.
Yeah, we 6 hours from the city, dog. And they all they sell up here is Buffalo Bills and Giants shit.
So what was your response?
I said, "I got it online somewhere."
And then what'd he say?
"All right. All right, appreciate it, man." No, he's like, "Oh man, they get that shit is tight, bro." Alright.
They ain't got nothing in the mall?
Nuh-uh, they don't. All they got is like I said, the Bills and the Giants and like shit you don't want. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, man.
And them stores don't stay open at all. Like, they be open for a minute, then they close down, man. Like, people ain't buying that shit, I guess. Oh, you can get anything Syracuse up this motherfucker.
Hey, yo, he said she cleared out.
Yeah, she's like, she know it can go down. She don't want the baby to get hit a little bit from all this blood splatter that's about to happen.
Dang, blood splatter. Jesus. Oh, man.
Oh, don't do it. Oh, my God.
So what else happened? Is that all that happened?
We talked about... Oh, did y'all see the video on the train in Baltimore? The old 54-year-old man beat the brakes off the 46-year-old dude?
Uh-uh.
Man.
Wait, the what? 54 and 46?
Yeah, 54-year-old man and a 46-year-old dude.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so it was some kids involved, and they was talking shit to the 54-year-old man, right? So he wasn't having that shit that day. Walked up on him and slapped one of them, right?
Dang.
So then the 46-year-old, he says that he tried to stop the shit, but when he smacked the kids, they ran. So he started talking shit to the 54-year-old dude, right? And the 54-year-old dude was like, "Yo, you sure you want this?" Dog beat the shit out this dude, right? And then went walking looking for the young boy. Like, "Where you at, young boy? I'm 54 years old. I don't smoke. I don't drink nothing. And I'm good with these motherfuckers right here, dog." I was like, "Yo." And he just kept hitting this fucking dude, man. Beat his ass, right? So then the train door opened. Some other guy run up. Like, he trying to fight. And he's like, "Hey, man, you don't want to do that. I embarrass you in front of your motherfucking girl." He's like, "You know what? I'm on the next stop. Get on the train. Ride to the next stop. We can get out and do it right there." And then somehow they got off the train. And the dude that got his ass whooped, now he on the phone, like, yeah, man, we over here on 7th, man. Dude, put his hands on me. I'ma kill this nigga. I'ma kill this nigga, right? So then the next day, he on the news, jaw fucked up, his face beaten in, plead no contest, dog. Like, I didn't want nothing to do with the guy. He just beat on me. I'm like, man, you was talking about killing this dude.
Wait, I seen that video. Yo, that dude wasn't like 46, the young dude.
Yeah,
that was 46. Real?
Yeah, he was 46 years old.
Man, that dude, like, he was like in his 20s.
Yeah, well, he got beat to his 20s. That's what happened. He took 20 years off his life.
Boy. Because he kept walking up on dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he beat his ass, man.
Yeah, he was dropping him.
And walking up and down the train talking shit.
Yo, them black girls had me dying. They're like, ooh, girl, dang. Why they can't do this on next stop? I want to get off.
Yo, but when the dude came in, and the chick was like, hey, he going to whoop your ass too.
Yeah, he's like, you better quit over here fronting. He just mopped this dude up.
Ew, yo, that shit was hilarious, man.
Yo, he was, man, that dude just kept walking up on him.
Yeah, like, yo, after he knocked you down and you had to struggle, yo, like, he knocked you down and didn't care nothing, was not worried about you at all. Cause he kept just walking past him, talking to other people and shit. Like, dog, you don't want to fuck with this dude, man.
Yo, that joke was crazy. That man was like, I'm ready for that action. To take his backpack off.
Yeah, he's like, yo, you keep walking up on me and I'm going to stick you. I'm like, you already beat him up, man. You don't need to stab this dude, too.
Yo, that dude with his girl, come on, man. You just trying to show off for real. Yeah,
like, yo, he's like, and she's like, yo, he got a knife. I don't care nothing about that. You should. you really should. Because he's good. He's good.
That boy good. Man, I had to restart my entire computer. I lost everything.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. I mean, not like the stuff I had on the computer, just like the sites I had pulled up.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the recording.
Oh, I don't know if we lost that. I didn't check yet.
Oh, don't do it.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Plies of the day?
Oh, I know you got some good ones, too.
Actually, I always just randomly select.
And they just be good. They just be good. I even follow that nigga on Instagram now just for them videos.
What do we want, daytime or nighttime plies?
Nighttime plies. Yeah, one of each.
All right.
And listen, man, I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers who want to tell half of the motherfucking story. Motherfucker just seen me and said, oh, Sheikah told me you had her all down there in Miami. You were balling out. You were spending that check on her. I said, well, that was Sheikah told you. She said, yeah. I said, so she can't tell you she sucked that dick, did she?
Sheikah.
They always leave that out.
Daytime plies.
Sweet pussy sand. I pulled the motherfucking panties to the side this morning. I looked at that pussy. I told her, this pussy pretty. You need to put this pussy in a motherfucking pageant. This pussy so pretty. I was scared to touch that pussy. Sweet pussy sand.
He didn't put it in a pageant. It's so pretty.
God damn it, Clyde. Hey, man, give me one more. Oh. All
right.
I need to put it in a pageant. It's so pretty.
Yeah, I'm about to start talking like this dude's voice. It's hilarious.
Man, it is, man.
Uh-oh. I'm just leaving motherfucking turkey fried chicken. And somebody tell the motherfucking colonel that I said, I don't know who bright ass idea it was to put some motherfucking chicken and some motherfucking baked bean, colonel. But we don't put motherfucking chicken in our motherfucking baked bean, colonel. We put motherfucking sugar or motherfucking hot dogs, colonel. I'm just...
Colonel!
That nigga is an idiot. I don't know who bright idea it was, but...
Why are you talking to the colonel like that, man? I don't know who bright idea it was to put chicken in the baked bean, but we don't put chicken in our motherfucking baked bean. We put sugar... A hot dog.
God. That nigga idiot, bruh.
Oh.
Yo, if he was smart, he'd put like an audiobook together, put all these in one.
Yeah, man. I would buy that shit, dog, for real.
Like, make just like a comedy joint.
This shit is hilarious, man. And I don't think he's being funny, though. I think this nigga's dead ass serious. Plies of the day.
Yes, Carter. Carter.
Carter.
Carter.
Yo, why he say it like it's spelled? Carter.
Yo, you know what he should do when he's like done and feel like wrapping it up? Just stay talking in his normal voice at the very end.
Oh, very educationally.
Yeah, and just blow everybody's mind. And then delete his account.
Yo, is he banging Angela Yee?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. That's what they said. Them sweet wash out shadows for Angela Yee.
What is that about her?
Because he just posted a picture of her, didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if it's about her, she looked like she got a pretty pussy.
Yo, you heard what's it? Lip Service? That's the name of her show?
No, I ain't seen that.
Come on, you don't want to tell me.
The Lip Service?
Her podcast.
I didn't tell you about that.
You didn't tell me that. She had Jadakiss on there.
Nuh-uh.
Sweet Pusha Cider.
Sweet Pusha Cider.
Who was that then? It was you.
No.
Dog, we can go back two episodes. You said, have y'all listened to her podcast? And we was like, nah. You was like, yeah, it's called Lip Service. She had Jadakiss on there. And Jadakiss said he wanted to come back for the next one.
I never said anything like that.
Oh, my God, man. We had nobody else on here.
No, that might have been Lionel.
No.
No.
But she had Mano on there, this last one. Man, they was going crazy on there, man.
For real?
Eating booty and everything.
Like groceries.
Talking about if he come in your mouth, will you let him kiss you?
Oh.
All kind of stuff.
Would he want to kiss you?
She was like, she was like, what if she tried to kiss you and she got something on the side of her lip?
No, you make it up. Back the fuck up, bitch.
And then she says some famous, like one of the girls on there says she messed with some famous dude that everybody know. She said that when he comes in her mouth, but he wants her to put it back in his mouth so he could drink it.
Oh my God. Sweet Pusha Cider. That's disgusting. I don't want that shit on me. I don't want it nowhere near me, son.
Like, you made a conscious decision to take this. That's yours. No Indian getting that shit.
I'm saying that's yours. That's all you, boo. That's all y'all. I want nothing to do with that. That's
fucked up.
That's really fucking disgusting, man.
Man, I'm telling you, that goes back to my theory where you got so much money, you just try different new things.
Yo, like they say, money doesn't change you, it just accentuates who you are or amplifies who you are. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe that.
So if you got a fucked up personality, money just make it more fucked up.
But why wouldn't money? I just believe money could change you, period. Just think of going from check to you got so much money, you can pretty much do anything you want. That would change anybody.
Yeah, you're going to wild the fuck out.
You know how crazy my Facebook would be?
That would be so wrong. That would be so wrong to post ignorant shit that other people can't do. Motherfucker just posting all. Like, I'll tell the wife of yo, like, that's what rap music is now. Motherfucker just bragging about how much better their life is than mine.
Yo, I would be in people's inbox like, yo, come through. I'm going to take a picture of you kissing my big toe.
Oh.
For 10,000. You know how many big toe kiss pictures I'm going to have on the page?
For real, that. Yo, he just put out a public blast. Yo, come kiss my big toe for $10,000. You got a line around the block.
Heck yeah.
That big toe offer up.
Yeah. I'm out of town. That big toe.
Yeah, I'm here to kiss the big toe. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the residence for the big toe?
Don't. Hey, but yo, wouldn't nobody hit your Facebook post because they don't want nobody to know they doing that shit? They'll straight call you something. Hey, yo, I'm coming, son.
Hey, man, what's the address again?
Do I got a French kiss the toe? You know what I'm saying? Can I grandma kiss the toe?
Can I just have
he
my
said
kids?
Grandma kiss the toe.
Yo, some people being that low. Can I just have one of my kids do it for me?
Oh, you prostitute your baby out for $10,000.
Yo, I'll be doing some crazy stuff. I'll just be burning money on film.
Yo, like, I want to believe that I'm going to fuck a lot of money off in the beginning, but then I'm going to come to my senses. Got to get all that dumb shit out the way.
Dang, man. I couldn't imagine, man. Oh, I wanted to talk about Tiger Woods. Is this the biggest fall from grace we have ever seen in the history?
Yep.
Yo, it gets worse and worse every time he's on TV.
Yo, what is wrong with him?
I don't know, man.
He didn't lose his skill. He lost his wife.
Yo, for real, dog. Like, I don't understand.
How did we get here?
Yeah, how did you lose your planet? Like, yo, you went from the greatest golf player to now you ain't even qualified for tournaments, man.
Yo, I turned on TV this morning. I seen this dude trying to hit a ball out of, like, the side of a hill in bushes. Like, how did he get to this, bro?
How did you get the ball in the clubhouse? What the fuck is going on?
Hey, he messed around and got caught cheating. His stroke game went all the shit.
For real, man. Like, yo, Tiger, man, get back to fucking bitches. If that's the problem, go on, get back on that horse, man.
Yo, it's so crazy to me, man. Because it was, like, right after, like, he wasn't even, like, dominating a little bit after. It just came to a halt.
It fell completely off.
Like, he smooth just jumped off the cliff, yo. He ain't rolled down the hill. He fell off the cliff.
Man, that's crazy. Oh, man. Well, I guess we're kicked out of the golf conversation now.
Yeah, no more black people in this shit.
All we got is Serena.
He was our only hope.
Oh.
What? Something happened in baseball.
Oh, I seen what happened the other night in baseball. This idiot had a no-hitter and then walked the dude because he hit him with a pitch.
Yeah, that's it. No, he had a, was it a no-hitter or was it a, what do they call the other one?
Perfect game?
Yeah, perfect game. There you go. Damn, I couldn't think of that. Yeah, he almost had a perfect game if he hadn't hit that dude.
That's crazy. Man, I ain't no way I'm hitting you with that on the line.
For real, man. Like, I mean, sometimes when they get hit, man, the ball just really just got away from him. You know what I'm saying? And shit. And he caught that dude. But, yo, like, at least he didn't self-destruct after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got this perfect game on the line. You hit the dude, and then it just goes downhill. And now they start hitting homers and shit. But, yo, he kept it together, man, and still got the shutout and shit.
You ever watch a baseball game where it just goes all downhill and the manager don't pull you, so it just keeps going downhill?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nah, it wasn't funny, but it was funny because the betting dude, he put picks on Twitter, and he's like, oh, I got this five dime coming up. And a five dime's like, if you do $100 a play, but like real ballers do $1,000 a play, so a dime is $1,000, but for most people it's $100, but he do $1,000. So he had 5,000 on this under eight, this pitcher, first inning. Top, not even the bottom, top of the first inning. Getting drilled. It was like, he lost the whole bet in the first inning. He was so heated. This dude gave up 11 runs, and it was just back to back to back, just slaughter.
Yo, well, at least it happened early. At least he ain't getting no hopes up, you know what I'm saying? Like, he get down to, like, the seventh inning, and he still got hope and shit. At least he was disappointed early.
No, like, why don't you? It's like the boxing match, man. Dude, get him out of there, man.
Yeah, pull him, son. He's not going to get it together, man. Once that first home run go, and you see that second one come up, and it do the same shit, like, nah, dog, come on. Set it down.
And then it's just bases loaded after bases loaded.
And they still hit there. You ain't pulled this motherfucker yet.
Dog, this dude had like three balls, no strikes. No, hold up. Two strikes, no balls. Next thing I keep refreshing, walked. Like, dang, dude, you just had two strikes. This dude had no balls.
All you gotta do is get one past him. You fucking this up, man.
Yo, it was crazy.
Oh man.
Y'all watching the women's World Cup?
The USA women killing.
Oh, they got beef. Tomorrow Colombia said they called out some woman on the US team. So, oh, y'all think this is gonna be a walk in the park? Talking about we gonna beat y'all and send y'all home. I think it's Monday the game is. So the commentator, like the dudes who do the commentator for the women's soccer, man, this dude got on there, he was like, first of all, like he took it personal. He was like, this dude got on there, he was like, they put the statement up, he said, first of all, y'all are not good enough. You're just running your mouth. You will be eliminated Monday, so just shut up. I'm like, dang, dude.
Damn. He's abusive.
Yeah, like you really got a problem with this. So I'm hoping USA lose now so he can shut up. And that's all I got to say about that. I watched a documentary on what's that bomb? That it's called the Hiroshima.
The atomic bomb.
Yeah, and they dropped that in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Dog. That was crazy. Like they didn't even know if the bomb was gonna detonate.
Yeah.
Dude went down there and switched some caps out. And he said they dropped it, and he seen that cloud, and then he said he didn't want to go drop it. And his commander basically pulled the soccer dude. What he said, you're gonna get on that plane, you're gonna get up there, you're gonna drop that bomb, and shut up. It's a direct order. And then they showed like the aftermath and everything. Yo, that was crazy. All them people was just laying in the street dying, and they was thirsty. Yeah. And then that black rain came down.
Don't open your mouth with that shit.
And they was all so thirsty, they just drunk it. And it was radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And then how when it first dropped, they showed the lady who, that lady's still alive. That's what's crazy. The house collapsed. And her daughter was buried. And she couldn't get her daughter out. But she could see her. And she was trying to pull her out. But the fire kept getting closer. And her daughter was crying like, Mom, don't leave me. She was burning up. Dog, I was hating America when they showed. It was crazy, dog. And then how they said how they had like one, like a river, and everybody was trying to crawl to it, and it was like bodies on top of bodies, and people was dead in there, and they were still drinking the water.
God damn, son.
And like the skin was just falling off people's bones. Man, it was crazy. So y'all check out that Hiroshima. Then I watched like the Vietnam one. I didn't know they had dudes with cameras out there like the whole time just filming through bullets and stuff.
Damn.
Cause they got the actual footage, and it's bullets whizzing by, bombs dropping, people getting toasted on camera. It was just, and they still recording, dog.
Yeah, man.
And made it out.
Gotta get that footage.
They got like, they had kids walking up to them detonating.
Damn.
Like they train kids and stuff to strap bombs to them and roll under the tanks and blow up.
Damn. Yo, like, they be serious with theirs, man. Like, even in Japan, they had them kamikaze pilots.
Yep.
Like, yo, their mission was to fly the plane into the ship and shit. You ain't coming back from that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, that's you going to die. Y'all, hey, I need all 300 of y'all put this bomb on and just go die.
Yeah, yo, that's, man, Americans ain't doing that.
Nope.
Not at all.
You want me to do what?
Oh, fuck that.
Yo, you know how many Americans be in jail for, like, treason?
Yo, say, like, yo, nah, send me to jail. I'm not doing that.
We still have, like, 9 million Americans still in jail for treason. That's all I got, though. Yeah. I lost my phone. Y'all go get them new Kobe's. They fire. Don't listen to them.
You a goddamn liar. It's still funny.
Oh, damn. My bad. I got Aunt Della Reed Portrait Corner. So this one is called Far Away. This one is, I just made this up while we were talking. It's called Funyuns and Fettuccine.
Funyuns and Fettuccine. Boy.
Funyuns and Fettuccine. Two things that will not help you fit in that bikini. Only add to that waistline, no subtracting. You're not Houdini. No Young Thug skinny jeans, only sweats. eating like it's a competition and you a vet. You know that kind of eating that'll make you, Keith, sweat. Put down that menu and I will not continue. That's if you don't. No more calories, no more poems. But I'll be back if you put your hand on that glazed ham.
Ooh. What was the way he did that one time when he was doing it and he started getting the cadence in and then he fucked the cadence up and was like on a whole different song. We were like,
oh, well, you ain't got no toilet paper. What's some alternatives? I tried paper towels, but it's clogging the toilet.
You just gotta hop your ass in the shower.
No. You don't want that on the soap or the washcloth.
Yeah, man.
You got your sock.
Whoa!
You lose a sock. You lose know what I'm saying? Sock. You can use the paper towel, but you gotta cut it, like rip it into strips so it won't clog it up.
I clogged the toilet up.
That man said rip it into strips. Lord, yo, Jesus.
Why did you take the entire roll and wipe your ass with it into the toilet?
Hey, man, need some baby wipes gone.
Oh, my. What?
Store too far, dog.
I'll never run out of baby wipes, dog. That keeps that.
What about notebook paper if you wet it first?
Yeah, you can do that. Crumble it up real good.
You got to get you a couple layers.
Yeah. If you wet it, your finger will go through. And then that's a whole other problem.
Now your finger's all in your booty hole. And you trying to figure out what happened.
But if you take the notebook paper and like crumble it, unfold it, it'll get soft on you.
Oh yeah, that's basically toilet paper.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially that shopping mall toilet paper, man. That shit be so rough.
How do you use you can't take a dump in a shopping mall.
I take dumps everywhere. Hey, and shout out to Fudge. In 9 days, I'm coming to clog your toilet, homie.
They said, in 9 days, I wouldn't let you in my house.
Yeah, I'll shit in the yard.
Yo, y'all stupid. Y'all do that every time. Like, 10 days. For what?
Yo, Fuzz do that too. What? Motherfucker, you know. Oh, it's about to be ridiculous, man. Mm-mm. My family ducking me, though. I appreciate that.
So now it's just going to be you down there?
Yep.
That's funny.
I know, right? Ain't that a bitch?
Wait, where you gonna stay at?
I'm getting Ashley's keys.
Oh, okay. Wait, don't she live on base?
No, she live in Waynesville.
Oh, you about to throw a party in there?
Hell no.
Why not?
The party gonna be somewhere else. Some motherfuckers in my house.
That's like me. They be like, why don't you throw out a part? Nope.
Nope. No. I know what I do to other people's houses. I don't want y'all doing that shit to mine.
On the Rick James couch.
I'm going to take a shit in your bed. Like, why did you do that?
Whoa.
This don't even look like the bathroom.
This dude tripping.
Why is there no hole in this wall? Get your ass out of here.
Oh, next week we're going to be on what's the name show, right?
Yeah, the single simulcast.
Yeah, with Rashani.
Dog, that's when everybody get here.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be here. They get here the 27th. I leave on the 1st. But actually going to pick up the kids, man. So it's going to be like the watch riot in my house.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be loud.
Hell, yeah. I just thought about that, man. I looked at the email today. I was like, fuck. Because you were saying before they wasn't coming, so it was cool. But now they coming up here, man. Yo, Katie, why don't you take that spot?
Huh?
Why don't you take that spot?
What spot?
On the 27th, we're supposed to do the single simulcast with Derek Rashani.
There's mad people on there, though.
Oh, is it?
I see like 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's just 3.
Yeah, on the email, it was just 3.
What day is the 27th? Next Saturday?
I think so.
I see what's up. Let me know.
What is it, 7 p.m.? Oh, before here. It's 4 on Saturday.
I don't see why that would be a problem. Yeah, just let me know. Keep me posted.
Yeah, right. I'll hit him up and let him know that I can't do it and tell him to send you everything that he sent me.
All right.
I'd like to give a shout out to Oreo Cookies, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, that brownie, and Chinese food.
Chang food, that's good stuff.
I had a P.F. Chang's the other day. Whew.
Did you try the hot mustard?
No.
Yeah, shit made my brain sweat.
Stupid.
I want to give a shout out to East Bay for having discounts. Appreciate it.
Oh, I forgot East to Bay. Shout out The Walking Dead. They're coming with the Fear of the Walking Dead, the spinoff show in August.
Excuse me.
Shout out to Arya for cutting that dude's neck on Game of Thrones.
Did you just have a stroke?
I hiccup and burp at the same time.
Shout out to my wrist. What up, wrist?
That's a mathematical anomaly.
And all the other podcasts in these streets.
Hell yeah. Who I've been listening to lately? Everybody. Oh, shout out to Straight Out Low Cash. They back on it.
Oh, they back. Oh, snap. Hey. B. Let me call you right back. I didn't try to answer. I'm doing the podcast.
What the hell was that?
I tried to push in the call, but I accidentally answered. It sounded important, though. He was like, yo. And I was like, I got to call you back.
Hey, nigga, we stuck on OBT. Let me call you back.
Oh, what'd you been saying, though?
I don't know. Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, don't do it.
Oh, yep, and I'm out. I'll see y'all in like 8 weeks.
Peace. Real niggas.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the powers that be. Fight the power.
is he straight out racist? The sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfucking in John Wayne.
Cause I'm black and I'm proud. I'm ready, I'm hyped cause I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you looking for nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Check this out, man.